Eagles Entertainment.
Welcome, Eagles everywhere, to the Eagles Insider Podcast, presented by Lincoln Financial Group. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, back at the NovaCare Complex after a few days out west, returning to the scene of the crime, Phoenix, Arizona, the Arizona Biltmore, the site of the 2023 NFL annual meeting. We're going to get into some stuff from the meeting. One thing I want to make an observation. It is remarkable in the NFL, if you really stop and think about all the head coaches, about all the general managers, the PR people, the executives in this league who have come through Philadelphia and who have worked for Jeffrey Lurie. It is amazing. I guess I've just been in the league a long time. I know a lot of people, and everybody who stops through Philly, works here, and moves on, they really appreciate what Jeffrey offers them. He gives everyone a chance to win. So that's kind of the focus here of this Eagles Insider Podcast presented by Lincoln Financial Group. We will hear from Jeffrey. He had his State of the Team address, his annual State of the Team address. We'll hear some clips from that in our extra point. We're also going to hear from Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach. A little walk and talk with him that I had, and just trying to find something different to talk about. We all know that Jalen Hurts is somebody the Eagles want to and will very likely. I mean, there's no guarantees, but my gosh, the Eagles want to sign him to a long-term deal. He wants to be an Eagle. This is a priority. There is no timetable to work with here. So I talked to Nick about just, hey, Jalen's in the third year of his deal here. Like, same coaching staff, what will that mean? So we'll have that conversation in just a moment. I want to begin, though, with a talk with Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, about some of the players the Eagles have acquired in this free agency period. Again, we're only 2 weeks and a piece into the 2023 NFL season, and the Eagles have been busy. And I really feel like we haven't heard a lot about why the Eagles liked the players they added. So, without further ado, Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, one-on-one. I'd like to start with just what you've done so far in free agency and kind of go play-by-play of each guy that you brought in, just because I don't think fans have really heard from you on that. Let's start on the offensive side. What about Marcus attracted you to? I mean, what do you like about him?
Well, Marcus is an extremely talented guy who's had success in the NFL. You know, he's been a starting quarterback, obviously a high-level player coming out, a guy who has tremendous talent as a passer, as an athlete. His leadership capabilities are off the charts, so just excited to get him to Philly.
And how about Rashad at running back? Super productive, right, when you've seen him?
Yeah, this is an explosive guy. You know, he's a big back with downhill speed. All you got to do is watch his tape, and you see that the traits that he has. And, you know, one of the things, one of our superpowers is our offensive line. And, you know, getting these guys behind our offensive line, and great opportunity for us, hopefully great opportunity for him, too.
I can't remember a running back like him, Howie, here. Does he remind you of anybody from recent Eagles past?
Yeah, I think when you look at some of our big backs, I think the guy who has that kind of a downhill big play ability at that size, I think LeGarrette had that, you know, for us. You know, all the big runs that he had and getting in the open field and what a problem he was in the open field.
Okay, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Morrow, 17 games last year for the Bears, played 100% of the snaps, super productive.
Yeah, again, another guy, tremendous character, tremendous intangibles, athleticism, you know, started 17 games for them, you know, comes to Philadelphia hungry for an opportunity, and we'll throw him into the mix there. Obviously lost two guys to free agency.
At safety, Justin Evans, one-time second-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. What do you see from him?
Yeah, talented guy. You know, he missed some time here with injuries. He came back last year. He was a guy that we had our eye on during the preseason. And I think, you know, you think about him and the athleticism he has, range, the ability to play over the slot, the ability to play in the back end, just an interesting guy.
Does it matter? I mean, I'm sure it does, that he lost 3 years. He kept at it. He really wanted to get back into the NFL. Does that mean something to you?
Yeah, we always look for guys who have overcome adversity and the determination, love of the game, and obviously Justin's shown that.
And then Terrell Edmonds, first-round draft pick, Pittsburgh, 5 years, very durable guy, great leader. What about him do you like?
Yeah, he's got a lot of tools in his body. You know, we talk a lot about the times you look at these guys in the green all across the page in terms of their athletic tools. He has those. It's easy to go back and watch him on tape and see him put in different situations. Unique size for him, kind of different body type than we have, and gives Coach Desai a lot of options in the defensive backfield.
And then keeping some players, how did you keep Bradbury? I'm not sure a lot of fans would have thought he would be coming back.
Yeah, great tribute to him and his representatives trying to find a way to make it work in Philadelphia, and just his desire to keep playing in Philly, how much he loves, you know, our fans, our coaches, our building, and being willing to take a little less, which we see from a lot of the guys who came back, being willing to take a little less to be part of what we got going on.
Howie, you did a new deal for Slay. You've been involved in a lot of negotiations. What was that one like for you?
Yeah, you know, it's always hard when you have one of your captains of your team, and we had a couple of them here in free agency that we brought back that, you know, you're trying to figure out the best way to keep them all together, and just really grateful that, you know, Slay's back in Philadelphia. He's a heck of a player, heck of a person, and really has now an opportunity with this contract to build upon his legend status in Philadelphia and be here for a long time and really be known as an Eagle. And I think that's one of the things we were excited about when we talked and got this deal done.
Just three more players, two on the defensive line. You value the offensive defensive line, Fletch and BG.
Yeah, I mean, what more can you say about two great Eagles? You know, very fortunate that we have four of these O-linemen, D-linemen, who are our captains, who've been here for this length, a period of time, lead our team. Both those guys playing an incredibly high level, and both took less to come back. Had other offers, maybe opportunities to make a little bit more money, but wanted to finish their careers in Philly.
And then Kelsey at center, an all-pro player, returns for another season.
Yeah, Kelsey's almost like you know, some of these elite quarterbacks you see. He's got elite physical ability, and then he's also got elite instincts and feel for the game. And just really, really happy that he came back, as you saw, with our shots.
All right, for Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, a different offseason, a shorter offseason. What does that mean? How does he adjust? It's a game of adjustments. It's a profession of adjustments. So that is kind of the focus of the conversation. That, and of course, Jalen Hurts. And year number three with Nick in this offense. What does it mean? Changes in the coaching staff. All of that good stuff. We move from Howie now to Nick Sirianni one-on-one. So every year is a new year. You've got benchmarks here. So I wonder, comparatively speaking, you've been here before. How do you feel about the coaching staff, the roster, the connections that you've been able to make to this point?
Hey. Yeah, feel excited about it. Obviously, you know, you don't stop when you feel good about it. You keep going and trying to continue to build the connections and the relationships.
Nick, what has it been like though, working with a short off season?
It changes. It forces you to change your process a little bit, to adapt your process, just like you do in coaching. You know, it's a little different schedule to make sure you get everything in that you want to get in, and so the process has changed a little bit. Everything will get done, but it's just the way you go about it is going to get done a little differently.
And then the off-season program, no mini camp. For those who are wondering, how do you teach new players the system? Can you kind of explain the process when you're not in a formal mini camp?
Yeah, you know, we've actually had that the last couple of years, and so you know, we'll go through the process that we had the last couple of years, and especially, you know, ending the season when we ended it. I think the numbers say that you know there's some different numbers as far as injuries and different things like that. So we're going to make sure we think about the players' bodies and keeping them healthy first.
But for those who aren't familiar, I mean, how do you? Is it classroom work? Is it walkthroughs that you found to be so successful?
Yeah, everything, right? The way you approach everything, right? When you are out in the field, the way you practice, when you are in walkthroughs, the full speed to the snap and walkthrough, and in the meetings, high detail in the meetings, we talk about that all the time, and so we'll continue to stick to that process of getting good with and continuing to excel at those things.
I know you touched on Rashad in there. Can you talk about him kind of more in depth, and as you watched him, what do you see?
Yeah, a very powerful runner that has the ability to make you miss, too. You want these guys that can create, right? And he feels like he can create plays, right? That's what you're looking for in running backs. Can they, you know, and a lot of guys do it different ways. Can they do it with speed? Do they do it with power? Do they do it with make you miss? And I think that, you know, that he has all three of those abilities. And, you know, obviously his play has spoke for itself of the how he has created. So excited to have him on the team and work with him.
How does the relationship change for Brian Johnson? And then can you also speak to Alex Tanney? And for those who don't know anything about him, as a quarterback's coach, what you like so much about him?
Yeah, Alex has just every job and anything we've given him to do, he's killed it, right? And so when you do that, you continue to get promoted. Last year, we promoted him from quality control to assistant quarterbacks. This year, we promoted him from assistant quarterbacks to quarterbacks because he keeps killing the jobs that he has. And we have a lot of confidence. Again, you've been on a two-year interview with him. You know he can do the job. You know he can do the work. So we're excited about him being able to take that next step and be able to do that. And as far as Brian, the same thing with Brian. And been on a two-year interview, been in all the game plan meetings, attributed a lot to the game plan. And you know, he's ready to do this job as well. He's done it. He's done this job as a coordinator at a high level in the SEC at Florida. So no doubt that he'll excel at this job as well.
You talked about last year how much it meant for Jalen to be in the system for a second consecutive season. How about for a third consecutive season?
Even better, right? Even better. So, you know, you just continue to get familiar with the plays that you're running. You continue to make good, quick decisions. And so we'll just build on that because, you know, he's got 3 years in the system now.
In this week's Extra Point here on the Eagles Insider Podcast presented by Lincoln Financial Group, Jeffrey Lurie, Eagles Chairman CEO, held his annual State of the Team press conference at the Biltmore in Arizona. And he touched on a variety of subjects. So let's get to them right now. Always interesting, very thought-provoking, just a man who really has a great perspective on things, both with the Eagles, with the fans, and with the NFL moving forward. Here is what Jeffrey had to say, looking back at the so tough defeat to the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. And a look ahead at what he understands and absolutely knows is a very bright future for the Eagles and the fans on and off the field.
Incredible 2022-2023 season. I mean, nothing short of incredible. I give my heart and soul to this franchise, as so many of us do. And so it was heartbreaking to not win the final game, but incredible pride for the whole season, being NFC champions. And, you know, we played an excellent team with a Hall of Fame coach and incredible quarterback. And, we came up short in that game. But I got to tell you, I'm just incredibly proud of the success in that entire season. I mean, it was a dominating team, dominating in the playoffs, dominating in difficult conditions, in every situation, very, very impressive. So, and we'll talk more about it. That's to the credit of our group of players, our culture, our terrific head coach and his staff, outstanding general manager and his staff, and just so many people in the building. There's been a few articles I know written about people that are unknown, and I can't. The guys that are close to our culture and our team know there are so many unknown people in that building, and none of this happens without them, really. None of this success happens. Some of the decisions are on-field decisions. Some of them are just resources, equipment, analysis, support in every possible way, nutrition, injury prevention. There's so much that goes into this. And we can talk a little bit about that, but I think I'm so happy that our players, our coaches, and they mirror myself as well, just hungry to bring back another Lombardi to Philly. It's the fans deserve it, our team deserves it, our culture begs for it, and we've got a very, very hungry group of executives, people in the building, players and owners. So that bodes well. The last thing I'll just say is this is the season we'll reintroduce the classic Kelly Green, and I'm super excited. And, I don't know what date that's going to be, but I think the fans will love it. It's why we're bringing it back. We really took the feedback seriously over the years, and the first moment we could get the Kelly Green helmet approved, we'll finally be able to see it on the field.
Of course, much of the optimism revolves around Hurts, the fourth-year quarterback who was a finalist for Most Valuable Player honors last year, an all-pro player, a Pro Bowl player, just a dynamic football player. Who wants more? Why does Jeffrey think that Jalen is the guy, the franchise? Well, here's why.
The thing with Jalen that is, you know, I'm so optimistic about is he's just got this incredible, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know here, but seeing him virtually every day, he's got an incredible passion for being phenomenal. And you see that in the great ones. And we all know in other sports and with certain quarterbacks in this league, you can, you know, define them by their obsession with detail and work ethic. And, you know, we always knew Jalen was talented, had a very live arm that we thought was discounted in college because he was such a great runner. And his character was always considered great. But, you know, maybe the advantage we had was we really respected his ability to throw the football and that would improve based on tremendous work ethic. And I think, you know, the future is so great for him. He's 24 years old. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever met somebody that mature at age 24. I'd like to think I have, you know, my son's 27. He's very mature. No, Jalen's the most mature 24-year-old I've ever come across. So it's different. This is each franchise quarterback's different. But, you know, I've always said to you guys, you know, quarterback, GM, coach, facility, stadium, scouting, those kind of things. Those are the keys. And, you know, once you can find it, that's when you're really excited. And so we'll be working with Jalen, I'm sure, for a long time.
Now, there's a lot of question here about the NFL and the scheduling and Thursday nights on Amazon. And so where exactly does that stand? It was a conversation with NFL owners during the week here, but it's not finalized, as Jeffrey Lurie explains.
So it's an ongoing discussion, as you may know. It was brought up. So it's a big jump to have an NFL package on streaming. We know we're headed to a very digital universe. More and more people are watching games through streaming. I think we know that that's where it's all headed. And so there's an attempt at wanting to make the Thursday night package even more attractive. And, you know, there's ways of doing that. We could allow teams to be on there more than once and not require every team to have to be on there so that you can create some matchups in May when you're doing the schedule and try to have somewhat of a better series of matchups for Amazon and for the ratings and for the fans on Thursday night. So flex scheduling, we'll have to see. There's more talk about that. Nothing's been resolved on flex scheduling for Thursday.
One of the pieces the Eagles will have to deal with here and adjust to is Hurts and a new contract. He's entering year 4 of his NFL career, the final year of his deal. The Eagles want to get a deal done. Roseman certainly has talked about that with the media a lot here in the offseason. Jeffrey Lurie, of course, wants Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts wants the Eagles. This is going to happen, people. So let's hear what Jeffrey has to say about the new dynamic within a salary cap, no longer on a rookie deal. Jalen Hurts moving forward will be on a mega contract. How does that impact the Philadelphia Eagles?
We've seen teams do it. We're challenged to be one of those teams. I think the most important aspect of that is to have the right quarterback. Assuming you have the right coach, the right staff, the right general manager, their staff, the right culture, all that goes into all the resources necessary. But then, you know, you've got to have... I think it's so helpful to have a dynamic quarterback who's a great leader, a special person, and someone that is so hungry, and not just to win it once, but to win it multiple times and obsessed. And so I think that mentality combined with what I said in terms of the coaches, coaching staff, Nick leading the way there, and Howie, it bodes really well. Now, of course, you've got to manage the resources in terms of the salary cap differently. And so you've got to try to have a probably higher volume of draft choices. You've got to be able to have a great development program. I think we are, you know, pretty awesome in how we prioritize player development. It's huge for us. And Jalen's a great, great example of that. Jordan Mailata, that's key because you're not going to be able to out-duel on cap resources teams that are have, you know, rookie contracts for their quarterbacks. But the hardest part, for sure, is the scarcity of really good quarterbacks. And we've got one, and we've got a very special player and individual in that category, in that position.
One of the proposals that was passed by the NFL owners was a proposal the Eagles introduced. And that proposal, allowing teams to have a jersey number zero, something that's been done scarcely in the NFL through the years. I think since the 1970s, it was kind of banned, right? And now it is back. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, not permitted to have the number zero on their jerseys. Everybody else, it's fair game. Jeffrey, why did the Eagles make this proposal?
So what happened there was, and John Ferrari is very involved in this, and in this case, Greg Delamitros, our equipment manager. I don't know if you know, but they changed some of the numbering systems a few years ago, and we're kind of running out of numbers for certain things. And so we wanted, I think, kickers, punters, to have an added number zero or another player with zero, just to give us more flexibility. It's giving you a little bit more flexibility, and if anyone brings up double zero next year, I'll probably vote for it. You know, it's not that big a deal, but I think John Ferrari and Greg got together and said, let's introduce this, and I was supportive.
So it's been really interesting, and we've seen this a lot in the last year, right? Like, players who start their careers with the Eagles want to finish their careers with the Eagles. Now, it doesn't happen very often. Brent Celek, after the Super Bowl 52 win, retired a career as an Eagle. Before that, think back. Mike Quick, Frank LeMaster, the late Frank LeMaster, by the way, who passed away recently, and we send our condolences to his family, just a wonderful man and a Pro Bowl linebacker for the Eagles back in the 70s and 80s. Chuck Bednarik before him, starting his career, finishing his career with the Eagles, but it doesn't happen often. Now, all of a sudden, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson indicated when he signed his new contract that he wants to retire as an Eagle. This is special. This speaks to what Jeffrey Lurie has created in Philadelphia, and he talks about what it means to him that players want to be Eagles for life.
I know what we have as a culture. I know how close we all are, whether it's owner, player, coach, player, GM, player, just the camaraderie of the players themselves, the people in the building with those players. They mean an awful lot. So, but it's not always possible. You could have, you know, in every sport, you know, you're going to have maybe the last year or two of a player on another team. It's the way it goes. It's the use of resources. But when it happens, it's a beautiful thing.
All right, what wins in the Super Bowl? A great offense, a great defense. What's the Eagles' philosophy there? Certainly, defense is important, says Lurie, but offenses and a great quarterback to win an NFL championship, that is something you must have.
Offenses dominate in this league. We had an outstanding defense this year. I think we were number two in defense, number three and number one or two in pass defense, and record number of sacks, and outstanding defense, outstanding offense. I mean, it was why we dominated the season. You come to games with great quarterbacks, and Brady, Mahomes, Jalen, Nick Foles when he played that day. Offense is dominated in this league, and that's why we've always focused more resource allocation you know, on making sure we had have an outstanding offense, because it is very hard to stop. I'll add Jalen to this. The Jalen Hurtses, the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allens, the Joe Burrows, the young guns and the old guns, Aaron Rodgers and all that group. It's impossible given the rules of this league. And I think, you know, I think it was maybe started back with Andy, but we've always wanted to have dynamic offense and know that you can have a really good defense, but it's very hard to stop a really dynamic offense. In our two Super Bowls, neither offenses really were stopped very often. And I'll go back. Minute and 43, one timeout, let's roll.
So that is our extra point here on the Eagles Insider Podcast, presented by Lincoln Financial Group. And that was Jeffrey Lurie, who's so bullish on this football team. And yeah, Jeffrey, we'd all like to see the Eagles offense back on the field, end of the Super Bowl, one timeout left. Let's see what Jalen Hurts can do. We'll have to wait for that in the future. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Eagles Insider Podcast, presented by Lincoln Financial Group. Thanks to Peter Kelly and Kira Mahoney for their great work. Ray Doyle, thanks for all your production work and your promotion internally. Really want to thank the Eagles Media Relations team, Bob Lang, Brett Strohsacker, out in Arizona for getting Howie and Nick. And thanks to Howie and Nick for their part as well. And all of you, thanks so much for joining each and every week. Next week, we're going to talk about the new rules in the NFL. Assistant General Manager John Ferrari will join me for that conversation. In the meantime, I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day. Fly, Eagles, fly. And go, Birds!
E-A-G-L-E-S!